with that.
Thank you very much, Mr. Timori. In order, Michael, do you think, can we project it? Okay, so we will project it to make sure that everybody is, that we are all on the same page. Michael, do you think you can help me reading it? Because it is very small letters. Okay. So I start with the subprogram plans to support member states on issues related to COVID-19 by continuing its work through its three pillars. On identifying how the internal financial architecture can work for development, including on issues of debt and analysis specific ways in which South-South cooperation can promote post-pandemic recovery and build resilience in developing countries. The above mentioned work is expected to result in a better understanding of the coherence between international economic rules, practices and processes, and national policies and development strategies. B, strengthen linkages between economic and development policies and decision-making and improvements in the compilation and dissemination of the official statistics of members. C, strengthen national capacities for the effective debt management. And D, and increasing the understanding of developing countries of the global economic environment and of policy choices for inclusive and sustainable development. The planned support on pandemic-related issues is expected to result in increased understanding at the international level of the needs and of developing countries, in particular on debt issues, for allowing them to reach growth levels conducive to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals and enhance South-South cooperation through provision to developing countries with policy tools for dealing with the social and economic effects of the pandemic. Now, I would like to request the views of the European Union on the issue. Ms. Matos, you have the floor.
Madam Chair.